Sweeter now, and he'll be sweeter then. And I thank the Lord tonight for the sweetness of the Lord Jesus Christ and our walk with him and his walk with us, that we can have conversation with him. It's called prayer. And the only way we can communicate with the Lord is prayer. And the only way he communicates with us is by his word and impressions upon our heart from his word and the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Those are the ways that he makes his will known in our life, and prayer is very important. I want to ask you a question tonight, and just see what kind of response we have. Has anybody ever prayed a prayer that has been answered? We can do that. That's an easy one. Has anybody prayed a prayer that has not been answered? Yeah, we can do that. Now, this one may be a little more difficult. Have we ever prayed a prayer that the answer has been delayed? The Lord didn't answer it the way we thought, or maybe as soon as we thought He would. And I believe we probably could raise our hand to that. There's times that we have unanswered prayer or the delay of prayer, or the delay of the answer. When we pray, we are human beings. We want immediate response. God, here I am now. This is what I need. You fulfill it. And we sit down and say, well, I guess God didn't hear me. God's not listening to me. Sometimes He gives us a definite answer, and he does it immediately. Sometimes He gives us a definite answer, and He says no. And it's just like our parents. Sometimes we don't have to wonder. They said no. And if your parents were like mine, it wasn't doing any good to ask again. Just get in more trouble when you do that. I've had my dad tell me more than once. He said, son, I've done told you the answer. No need to waste your breath. And he never did change his mind on things. And so we have a definite answer sometimes of yes. We have a definite answer sometimes of no. And then we have that response that the Lord gives to us later down the road. And we begin to think that God doesn't hear us. We begin to think in our minds that maybe God has a hearing problem. And we don't think He's listening. I know I heard the story of two little boys right before Christmas. They was praying for what they wanted for Christmas, and one little boy, the younger boy, he was praying as loud as he could pray. And his brother said, "What are you praying so loud for? God's not hard of hearing." He said, "No, but Grandma is." And sometimes that's the way we pray. And he realized, well, yeah, he knew where it was coming from. And God may not be hard of hearing, but I need to make sure my grandmother, my grandfather hear my prayer. And that usually works. Sometimes we don't understand why. Sometimes we get to feeling like the Lord just doesn't care. Turn, if you would, to John chapter number 11. And this is maybe a strange passage of Scripture to preach on delayed prayer, but I believe we find here the incident of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. They were praying about their brother. He was sick unto death, and their response when the Lord came showed that they felt as though the Lord had not heard their prayer or was not responding to them as they thought He would, or that He would do that immediately for them. So let's look in verse number 1 of the Gospel of John, chapter 11. It says, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And Jesus heard that. He said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when he heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place of where he was. So we find here the Lord delayed his coming to where Lazarus and Martha and Mary were. He stayed there 2 more days. Verse 7 says, after that which saith he to his disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples said to him, Master, the Jews have oft sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? And Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walketh in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in darkness, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Of course, Jesus was talking there not of a physical sleep, but he was talking of his death. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit, Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest and sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe, nevertheless let us go unto him. Then saith Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us go also go, that we may die with him. And then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, that's about 2 miles. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. She is saying, Lord, if you'd been here, if you'd have answered the call, if you'd have answered the prayer at my time, he would not have died. And so I find here we see that the Lord has delayed his coming to them. And we'll look at some reasons or the purpose behind unanswered prayer or prayer that has been delayed. And when we consider Mary and Martha and Lazarus, we have a strong family. We have a spiritual family. We have a family that loved the Lord and had those many things that they had done for the Lord, and they were close friends. The Bible says here that the Lord loved Martha and Mary and Lazarus. He loved that family, and he had been with them on many occasions. Now, Lazarus has died, and they have called for the Lord while he is sick, and yet the Lord tarried his coming. And he did that for a purpose, and here the purpose we'll be looking into. Certainly, there was no problem with the devotion of these three people. These first three verses tell us about this was the Mary that anointed the Lord's feet, wiped his feet with her hair, and these sisters sent out to the Lord, sent a message to the Lord. And so their devotion was right. Their attitude was right. They knew who they could call upon that could answer their prayer. There was no problem with their desire. They desired for the Lord to come. There was no problem with their dependence upon the Lord. They didn't lack faith. They said, Lord, we know that when you come, He'll be okay. He'll be all right. And I believe that's echoed there in a verse that we read just a moment ago. If you had been here, they had faith in the Lord. They exercised that faith. Their devotion was right. Their desire was right. Their dependence was right. But yet the Lord tarried where he was 2 more days to let the process of time take place, and Lazarus dies. The Lord delayed his coming. The Lord delayed his answer. And I think we can all identify with that. There are times the Lord delays his answer to us, and we may not get a yes. We may not get a no. We just get a wait. And we don't like that. But I believe we look at these things very tonight very, very quickly. I think we find here why Christ delayed answering their prayer. First of all, I believe he delayed that for the experience or the benefit of others. He did that others might see something. Look at verse 15. Jesus said, I am glad. He's talking to his disciples. And he says in verse 15, I am glad for your sakes that I was not there. And the reason is, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. The Lord tells his disciples, I'm glad for your sake I was not there so that you can believe. And he's not talking about a belief unto salvation. He's talking about a deeper trust, a deeper walk with the Lord, so that they would understand that he was God. Now, if the Lord had got there before he died, the great miracle probably would not have come about. Of course, we know he rose, he raised him from the dead. And so the Lord tells these disciples, he said, I'm glad for your sakes. So the Lord delayed his coming to help the disciples. He delayed the coming out there to this home that respected the Lord and loved Him. And so many times we forget that the Lord delays things in our life simply because He wants to help us and simply because He loves us and wants us to have a closer walk with Him. Many times our disappointments are God's appointments. Our disappointments come and we wonder why and we ask God why. And when the Lord has really appointed a time to teach us and to show us that He does care for us and He does love us and He moves in His own realm and His own time frame and He's not bound like we are by time. And so many times our disappointments are nothing more than His appointments at a later date for Him to prove Himself to us. And I believe that's what He did for the disciples. He did this. He allowed Himself to be delayed. And He knew that Lazarus was dead. He knew what had taken place. They didn't have to tell Him. And when they sent message to the Lord, He was just sick. But all of a sudden, the Lord knows that He's dead. And so He's God, Jesus Christ in the flesh. He was just as much God in the flesh as He was before He came to this world. God the Father, God the Son. And when Jesus was upon this earth, and the Gospel of John is written primarily to prove to us and to prove to the world the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ, that He was the God-man. And He was just as much God as He was man, and He was just as much man as you and I are, and a human being just like we are, but yet without sin. And so here we find that He comes to His disciples, and they're questioning and saying, Lord, you have been threatened if you go back that way, and they're going to kill you. And the Lord says, yes, but you see, Lazarus is asleep. And they thought he was just taking a rest. And they said, well, why go wake him? Why go through all the turmoil and the possible stoning from the enemy if he's just asleep? And so the Lord had to then turn and tell him he's dead. He knew that because he was God. And they didn't have a messenger to come and tell him. The Lord knew that, and he delayed his coming until he died so that those disciples could understand, so they would know. And Jesus says here, I am glad for your sake. The Lord said, you need to learn something. Those disciples that were with the Lord all the time, they needed to learn. And he says, I'm glad I was not there to the intent or the intention that you may believe or have a deeper walk or a deeper understanding of the spiritual things of God. And he said, so now let's go to where Lazarus is. Resurrection from the dead posed no problem for the Lord. He could raise him from the dead as easy as he could have healed him in his sickness. It wasn't any problem with the Lord that he would be able to do that. The problem was, and the difficulty was in the lives of the disciples, they needed to see God, the Son of God, do something miraculous in the life of one of their close friends. Jesus said, I am glad. He says, for your sakes. And so the Lord delayed his coming simply because to benefit other people or to benefit his disciples, so they could learn, so they could observe and understand and learn what Jesus had in their life. The second thing, I believe the Lord delayed his answer to prayer to establish something in their heart, and it's called the doctrine of the resurrection. Very important doctrine. We believe tonight that when we die, as a believer, we're going to be raised from the dead. What a hallelujah moment that'll be. We also believe in the resurrection of the unjust dead. They're going to be raised also. And that's not going to be such a good time. But the Lord here delayed His coming to come to Lazarus, or the answer of the prayer, to come to Lazarus to establish the doctrine of the resurrection. Now, we didn't read these verses, but notice there in verse 21, 22, 23, then said Martha to Jesus, if thou hast been here, Lord, if you'd have answered my prayer when I sent message to you, if you'd have come when I knew you ought to come. She said, my brother had not died. You see, she believed that if Jesus was there, he wasn't going to die. Well, it's just as easy for the Lord to bring him back to life than it was to keep him from dying. Verse 22. But I know, you see, Martha had some spiritual understanding. I love to study Mary and Martha. They're totally different in their actions. And Martha says, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus said to her, thy brother shall rise again. I like her answer. I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day. You see, she had some spiritual understanding that there was a resurrection out there somewhere. She said, Lord, I know He's going to raise again. I have hope, just like you and I have hope tonight. When we go to the cemetery and we put our loved ones and friends in the cold earth and they're believers, we have a knowledge that one day they're going to rise. We have the same knowledge that Martha did. She said, Lord, I know that He will rise again in the last day. But Jesus, He changes the subject here now. And here He is establishing the great doctrine of the resurrection. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and life. If we're going to raise tonight, if we're going to come back from the dead one day like the Bible says we will, then we're going to have to understand He's the reason. We want to understand He is the resurrection. Notice He tells her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in Me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. What a great promise that was. What a great word, a message that was to Martha. Her heart is broken. Her eyes are flowing with the tears. And she just feels as though that the Lord sort of forsook her. And He didn't come as quick as she thought He ought to. And she said, Lord, if You'd been here, he wouldn't die. She almost rebukes the Lord. But she said, I know anything you ask your Father, He'll do it. And she's asking in her own way of resurrection. And the Lord says, now you know, Martha, that He's going to rise again. And He will do that. Jesus was talking about just in a few minutes. But she thought He was talking about in the day that's still ahead of us. Lord, I know in the last day He's going to rise. I understand those. I understand that. But then the Lord says, I am the resurrection. I'm the reason for the resurrection. It's easy to rejoice in the power of God for the future while doubting it today. Oh, we can look at the future and say, it's going to get better. But it can be better right now. You see, the Lord wants us to have some things right now. He wants us to enjoy life and the blessings of salvation. One day this old world's going to go up in smoke and the Lord's going to come out of the sky. The Bible says on a white horse, and we're going to be coming with Him, and He's going to establish His throne. We can rejoice in that. Because we know it's out there. We believe the Bible. We understand the future. But isn't it good when God does something for you right now? When God does it immediately, God helps you now. And so the Lord delayed His answer and His coming so that He might establish in a true and hard, difficult condition, that He might establish in their heart, I am the resurrection. And He's teaching them, and He gives them the understanding that whatever takes place, I can handle it. Aren't you glad tonight that anything that takes place, the Lord, He can take care of it. It's just no problem for Him. What's hard for me and what's hard for you is not hard for God. There's some things we can't do that nobody else can do, but God can. Thank the Lord, He can. And praise the Lord, He did delay His coming. He did it for the help of the disciples. He did it to establish the doctrine of the resurrection from the dead. And she said, I know it's out there in the future, but oh, He said, no, I'm the resurrection. I'm going to show you the resurrection from the dead. Thirdly, I believe the Lord delayed His answer to their prayer in order that He might expand the witness of those that witnessed this event. You see, we all have something to tell. We don't tell it sometimes, but we have something to tell. We have what the Lord has done for us. That's our testimony. Well, now these folks, if we took time and read all this, it wasn't any problem for the Lord to say, Lazarus, come forth. And He came forth, and they loosed Him, they let Him go, and Lazarus was well. He was no problem, no sickness. The Lord had restored him just as he was. But can you imagine? The Bible tells us that there were many people there from Jerusalem. It's only 2 miles away. And so there's many people that have come from Jerusalem that knew this family, and they're there to comfort them. And while they're there, they see this miracle of Lazarus coming forth out of the grave. And again, in our Western minds, he was not in the earth. He was in a tomb. the Lord was laid in a tomb. It was a hewn out place that was in a stone. You could walk in there. You could stand up in there. You could anoint the body. I mean, it was a room. And it was hewn out of a side of a stone. That's where Lazarus was. And when Jesus said, come forth, he didn't come out of the grave. He came out of the tomb. And I don't know how he got out. I don't have any idea. But when Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, he came forth still bound in those grave clothes. He would look in our minds what we would call a mummy. He was wrapped from head to foot. And that's how they buried their dead. They put the spices to keep all those things within that wrap around the body. He couldn't walk because his legs were tied, were together, and they were wrapped. But when Jesus said, come forth, wasn't any problem for Lazarus to show up. Wasn't any problem when Jesus said, let there be light, that there was light, even before the sun was made. And so we find that with the Lord, nothing is impossible. And what the Lord now is going to do, He's going to expand, or He's going to give these folks here a testimony of something they've never seen before. Look in the 12th chapter. Just turn over a page to John chapter 12. In chapter 12, verse 2, they are having a supper at Bethany. This is the same town. This is the same family. In verse number 2, they made him a supper. And Martha served. Martha was always serving. Sometimes she got wrong attitude about it, but she was serving. And it says there in verse 2, they made a supper, Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Look in verse number 1. Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. A lot of people watching, a lot of people there, and now they're having a supper. Verse number 3. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Look at verse number 9. Much people of the Jews, therefore, knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. There was a big crowd there at the supper there in Bethany, and many of them were there not to see Jesus. They was there to see Lazarus. They was there to see that one they'd heard. Well, he was dead, and now he's alive. And so they come out of curiosity. You know what the Lord's doing? He's expanding their witness. He's giving them ability, giving them opportunity to tell everybody around them what has happened. And he that was dead is now alive. You know, that happened to me one day. If you're saved tonight, it happened to you. You were dead in sins and trespasses. Now we're alive, quickened by the Holy Spirit of God. And so we find that the Lord gave them an expansion of their witness. Look at verse 11. Because that by reason of him, many of the Jews went away, and notice this, believed on Jesus. What was it? Who was it about? Because by reason of him. Reason of who? Was it the Lord? No. Because of Lazarus, many went away and believed on Jesus. Thank God he gives us something to talk about. He gives us a testimony. Can you imagine Lazarus' testimony? Can you imagine him talking to somebody? I'm that one that you've heard about. I really was dead. I really was in the tomb. I really was wrapped. And Jesus came by and he called me out of the tomb, and there I was. And he took the grave clothes off, said, loose him and let him go. Thank God one day in my life he said, loose him, let him go. He gave us life. We that were dead, we in sin and trespasses, we were without hope and could not do anything of our own. We couldn't even walk like Lazarus couldn't walk. He only came because of the power of God. And Lazarus' testimony now is expanded. Verse 10 says, the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death. Well, try it. If they put him to death, the Lord can raise him again. Isn't it amazing how wicked religious people are? Instead of them rejoicing about Lazarus, they tried to figure out, how can we get rid of him? Because what's he doing? He's testifying of that other one we don't like. He's testifying. He has a testimony now of Jesus Christ. So the Lord delayed His answer that they might expand their witness. And then last, the Lord delayed His answer for Lazarus to exhibit His glory. You see, it's really all about Him. It's not about Lazarus, not the center character. Mary and Martha, they're not the center of attraction. That family, as great as they were and as spiritual as they were, they wasn't the attraction. The center of attraction is the Lord Jesus Christ. Chapter 11, back again where we read, verse 4, Jesus says, when Jesus heard that he was sick, He said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. The sickness is not unto death that's going to continue. You see, the Lord knew He was going to die. The Lord knew all the details. The Lord knew what was going to... But He said, the sickness is not in death because He said, I'm the resurrection. When Jesus was around death, it came to life. You can read your scripture. When the Lord was around those that died, they came to life. There was something happened that He touched them. He healed them. He gave them life. And so today, when the Lord really gets around, death has to flee. Thank God tonight we have a resurrected Lord. And He did all of this for one purpose, and one purpose only, that He might be glorified. That men, women, boys, and girls might say, that's the Messiah. You see, John writes his Bible, or writes his book that we have in our Bible. He writes it with the understanding and the giving proof that Jesus is who He said He was. And everything John gives us in his book proves to the reader that Jesus is God. If God can create life, God can put life back into a body that's died. And we spiritually on that side, if God can give us physical life, and the Bible says we're dead in sins, spiritually we have no ability. I know there's a lot of discussion, but I just don't find anywhere in the Bible that tells me that I have any ability to come to God. Not until He comes to me first. Until the Holy Spirit does a work in our heart, we're going to stay where we are. But thank God Jesus came to where Lazarus was. And they thought, He said, Lord, if You'd been here, this wouldn't have happened. But it happened so that the glory of God might be manifest. He delayed His coming that Lazarus would die and Jesus would establish these things. He would give the disciples an understanding. He would give them a knowledge, and Mary and Martha, the knowledge of the resurrection. He did all those things that those others could be witness to, and He did it that He might be glorified. He's God. I'm glad tonight He's God. And so praise the Lord tonight. Next time you pray and you don't get an answer immediately, it could be because the Lord wants to do something better than just answer your prayer. It could be that He says, no, not you just can't do that. It could be that He answers it immediately. But there's a possibility He might say, not now. There's something 3 or 4 days down. I'll show you how much better it can be. Praise the Lord. He's in control. And if He's in control, it'll all work out for His honor and His glory. The Lord delayed His prayer, or His answer, and Lazarus came forth. What would be a greater miracle? Would a greater miracle be that Jesus healed His sickness or Jesus raised Him from the dead? Well, sure, raising from the dead. And He said, disciples, I do this so you believe more. And Martha, I'm doing this so you can understand I'm the resurrection. Mary and Martha, I'm doing this so that Lazarus and you can have a testimony. And He said, everybody around, I'm doing this that might glorify God. Praise the Lord tonight. He has His way. Let's take our prayer request and then we'll have prayer time. Any particular thing? Yeah.